بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، Hello dear brothers, we heard about the beauty of Medina al-Munawwara, and as Abdullah explained to us that when the heart begins to wander, then the camera of the heart, the heart is the camera. So the camera of the heart should go to Medina al-Munawwara and stop there. Let the heart continue filming what is happening in Medina al-Munawwara. It's among the signs of Iman that a person should think every day of Medina al-Munawwara, Makkah Mu'azzama, what Allah Ta'ala has kept there, and the secrets beneath the dome, the green dome, what is happening in the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Qurban he gave for the Ummah, that Hazrat Allah explains to us that through the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his Hujra Mubarak, that room of his, the decision he made with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the tears that he shed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tears he shed for the Ummah. We don't know in which tear Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my hidayat was risen. He cried for every one of us. Even by chance we became Muslim. So how much of loyalty we owed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Hazrat says to us, that today we are Muslims. We know what gunas we have done, what sins we have done, what skeletons we have, what gunas we haven't left out, what command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala we haven't broken, which sunnah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we haven't abandoned. We know in our personal life, our public life, is how much water we even we know. But then too, that Allah Ta'ala has kept us still in the fold of Islam, as well as saying, is because of the nisbat the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to us, the connection, the cry, the tear. And as I say, if you don't believe that the nisbat and the connection is there from Medina Munawwara to our heart, our Qabila say, come we will cut off the link to Medina Munawwara and you will lose your iman. The connection is still there, that for you, the Anwar, the Fawzin, what happened in the room in Medina al-Munawwara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aisha radiyallahu anha explains how small that room was. Hassan Basri rahmatullah used to say, he grew up in Medina al-Munawwara, so I would run through the rooms of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, through the rooms and the houses. He said, when I would spread out my arms, both my arms, they would reach both the walls. When I would stand on my toes and reach up, they would reach the ceiling. That was the royal deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we should wake up to perform the Hajjud Salah, and it's time for him to go into Sajda. I would be lying in front of him, and my legs spread in front of him. He would touch my legs. So Aisha, I fold your legs, I will place to make Sajda. That small the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what figure, the Mu'ana says, the hal, the condition of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why I speak to us the rights of Rasulullah. The rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have tarteeb al-Sharia. The first right that is demanded from us are the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to believe, to check our aqidah, our belief. That is why we come to Sibba wa Mashaykh and explain to us that how we should believe in Allah, what yaqeen, what tawakkul, what trust we should have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the heart has been taken away, that have your trust upon government, in insurance policies, and in different avenues. It is away from the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That how much a person has a cushion in his life. We have in our cars also airbag to cushion in case we have an accident. So out of the car also, you know, cushion our lives in different avenues. Take out insurances, interest-based transactions, and different things. As if you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you hit and I'm cushioned. To learn what is correct aqidah, how to believe in Allah, that who is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This you will learn of the Ahlullah, those people will have Allah in their heart. How they trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you have the tawakkul, the yaqeen upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? First is the huquq and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that azimat and grandeur to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we believe iman bil Rasul. To believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is khatamun nabiyyin. Is a khatam and is the seed of all anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. The firm belief that the only successful way of life is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the super highway to the love to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To believe in these khatamun nabiyyin is the seed of all anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. His way of life is the most beautiful, is the most easiest, is the most perfect, is akmal, ajmal, ashal. But how we have our functions. But the most beautiful way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The easiest way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most perfect way. But how perfect we feel we are doing certain things. But they know perfectly the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have this conviction and yaqeen, as Mawlana says, to come back to the Sunnah, to come back to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The qawl, the fa'al, how Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he spoke, how he reacted, how he displayed his emotions. When he came to his qawl, his speech, MashaAllah, InshaAllah. You will not be seen, my dear brothers. But to see the life of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically for us to learn from. Allah Ta'ala has given us a syllabus already. Kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. So go and sit by the pious ones and see how they practically do it. When you travel with Hazrat Wala or Mashaykh, we find how they do it. But when it comes to qawl also, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he tells how they ikram from mal to a'mal, from wealth to good deeds, from dunya to akhirat. When you sit by your shaykh, you see that how Hazrat Wala will share our attention all the time, from mal to a'mal. When it comes to dunya to akhirat, then make akhirat your aspiration, make amal your aspiration. Every minute of your life, see how you engage in the correct amal. So to believe in the khatm al-nubuwwah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the final Nabi, and we have to follow his way of life. But how to do it practically? We need a support in life. We need mashwara with our shaykh, and he gives us the support. But by how do I now implement parda in my home? Nobody is of the view of parda in my home. When it comes to the blessing of my children, when it comes to my wife, when it comes to my parents, how do I do this thing? Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept us, so we don't have a support. Allah Ta'ala has kept the support system for us. But we find in Sharia difficulty because we haven't found the support system. Allah Ta'ala has kept our mashayikh who we can refer to, make mashwara of them. And the reality is, my dear brothers, we will move in life on their strength. They will give us the mashwara, we'll get himmat and courage. I don't know how you did this. I couldn't do it. Just that now I made the mashwara, that the entire silsila of ruhani spirituality is up right to Madinatul Munawwara. And it's still coming down. This for us to adopt it, open our hearts, and make that contact, and see our life, Hazrat Wala says that Mizaki Banna, both mushkil hai. To become pious is very difficult. Say Akhtar, Hakim Akhtar, Rahmatullahi Shaykh, Abdul Ghali Fupuri, Rahmatullahi Hakim Akhtar Sahib, that Akhtar, Mizaki Banna, both mushkil hai. To become pious like this in the family, especially now, is very difficult to implement what you want to implement. It becomes so difficult. Now I want my children to go to Darul Uloom. I want them to become hafiz. But now the wife is saying, no, we send them to this school. Parents are saying something else. But now I want to do a certain thing. But they have other ideologies. So to become muttaqi is very, very difficult. But find the hand of a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to become muttaqi and pious will not be difficult, it will become enjoyable. So the enjoyment of muttaqi. Now to give up the guna, now to do the right thing, now to take the stand with love, muhabbat, compassion, will become so enjoyable. Life in the house will become enjoyable. To go home every day will become enjoyable. To spend time with the family become enjoyable. To come to the majalis, to take out time during the weekend will also become enjoyable. So to learn from our mashayikh, the rights of deen was al-aham fal-aham. What is most important, we give that due right. First, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam the Rasul, to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he passed on the message. He gave us a complete message. Not we have any lack in the dark with regards to anything whatsoever. And then the ta'at, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to implement every sunnah into real life. How to implement it. So the person now doesn't go and break down the door. Now he learned the sunnah to eat on the floor. Now he learned the sunnah that I have eaten. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never ate on something to the rain. He sat on the floor, he said that I am a slave, I eat like a slave. To sit on a chair and to lean back, this is a sign of takabbur and pride. The king used to eat like that. Even our dad, the Shaykh, Ali Nakoda Asad Dhamma Barakat, he eats also, although he has a problem with the knees, but he says, I will not eat like how the kuffar eat. I will not sit on a table and chair, on the table, on a chair and table. Rather give me a small tray, sitting at the edge of a sofa, or that way I will eat because I have to sit on something. Even in that way, they will oppose them. Now we learn from the Mashayikh how to go implement the sunnah in our home. First, to learn the sunnah, now he has to go over the axe in his hand, break the supper table, no more table in the house. Why should we just bought the table? He bought it from so and so place, I'm going to break the table. With muhabbat, with piyar, show them the love of Allah. How we learn from our mashaykh, how beautiful it is. how to obey Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with azmat and grandeur, with due respect for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the fikr of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ziyarat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala open and take us all to Madinah al-Munawwara. But let's say we are so fortunate when it comes to the Ummah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah Ta'ala has preserved Madinah al-Munawwara, Makkah al-Mukarramah. Other religions in the world, they don't know where the Nabi is. Some of them now have assassinated the Nabi, killed the Nabi, crucified. Some of them don't know where he is buried. So they are still crying and making an effort to get back to the promised land. Allah Ta'ala has given us the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara. May it be sacrificed upon the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that how to preserve the deen and send it to us that we have it today. It is for us now to have the succession plan which we are learning over here. How to bring the deen into my life completely and to pass it on to my children. As we can see, the forces around us are trying to distort our aqidah and belief in our deen. In different ways, how to understand now sitting with the mashayikh, what is the correct deen? How can we to bring the deen into my life, to pass it on to my children, to my neighbors, to my friends? So Allah Ta'ala may make fazal upon us, Allah Ta'ala make our complete islah, and keep us in the company of the pious, that we live amongst them and die amongst them.